The Obama administration is pulling privacy and civil liberties out of the shadows of cybersecurity. The Office of Management and Budget is developing new guidance, updating existing policy, and creating a brand new council to raise the prominence of privacy issues across the government. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller has details. So Jason, OMB says it's updating privacy across the board. What are they doing? Give us some details on the new efforts.
Well, OMB Director Sean Donovan announced three major efforts earlier this week. First of all, he says OMB is following the model of the CIO, Chief Information Officers Council, and creating a federal privacy council.
It's time to stop reinventing the privacy wheel at agencies and do a better job of leveraging the success of each agency's related efforts. It's time to shift from reactive programs to proactive strategies. And it's time to professionalize the privacy profession. The Privacy Council will serve as an ecosystem for strategic thinking on privacy implementation, bringing together the best minds we have to tackle the cutting-edge privacy issues of the digital era. This will be the place to coordinate and share ideas, best practices, and successful approaches for protecting privacy across the government. And like the CIO Council, this council will assess and develop recommendations for the attracting and hiring of top talent in privacy programs across the federal government.
Now, Donovan spoke Wednesday at the Federal Privacy Summit in Washington. Now, after Donovan's speech, I also caught up with Mark Grohman. He's OMB's chief privacy officer, to get more details on the council. He says OMB will create an executive charter over the next few months detailing exactly what the body will do.
There's already a foundation in place. There's a privacy committee that is doing some ongoing work. And there are eight working groups already up and running. And we will build on that foundation to create the permanent Federal Privacy Council. I think that that list of priorities will include a number of things, and I think the director teed many of them off. One of the top priorities will be looking at issues around the talent pool in the federal government and making sure that we can attract the right talent and that we're able to hire and bring in more qualified privacy professionals. The second goal, which the director also mentioned, will be expanding education, training, and professional development for privacy professionals, making sure that we can, you know, as risks evolve, as technology evolves, we want our privacy professionals in the government to continue to train on an ongoing basis. And then a third one, which the director touched on, but will really be building a community, a true community of privacy professionals in the government, so that we aren't reinventing the privacy wheel, so that we collaborate with each other, we can reach out to each other, and we work together more efficiently.
Donovan also will release guidance in the coming month or so, updating a 2006 OMB memo for handling breaches, including personal identifiable information, or PII. Additionally, OMB is doing a couple other things, Tom. They're in the final stages, as we've reported many times over the last few months, of rewriting Circular A-130, and is just actually beginning to do a rewrite of Circular A-108. A-108, if you ask, covers agencies' responsibilities for the maintenance of records about individuals, so obviously directly related to privacy. What's interesting about this, Tom, is back in 1996, you remember that day?
I do, actually.
You do, I know, that's why. They moved A-108 into, they did a revision or a rescission and put it into A-130, so I'm not sure, it's unclear whether they're breaking out A-108 into a new circular, per se, or if they're just updating it through A-130. But either way, we're going to see new efforts around those two areas. Now, Donovan says all of these efforts are part of how the administration is fundamentally overhauling information security practices and governance.
OMB's revised policy documents make one point very clear. Privacy and security may be two different disciplines requiring two separate skill sets, but they must be part of one coordinated risk management framework.
One last thing that Donovan's doing, Tom, is he's also asking agencies to ensure the best person is overseeing privacy within their organization. Now, too often, the chief privacy officer also is the CIO or is the CFO or someone just who's wearing multiple hats, so they really don't spend a lot of time on any one thing about privacy. Now, Grohman says OMB wants agencies to review how they're set up and ensure the management and oversight of privacy is a priority, meaning that there is somebody who really does wear that hat full time.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, over the years, some agencies have been more in tune, let's say, to privacy than some others. And are some of these changes that OMB is calling for already happening elsewhere in the government?
Well, Tom, as we've reported over the last, you know, 5-10 years, agencies and Congress have definitely sparred over privacy. You know, both say it's very important, but there's been little agreement of how best to ensure the privacy and civil liberties. Now, if you remember back in the mid-2000s, there was a move by lawmakers to create a chief privacy officer in every agency. OMB at that time pushed back, saying it wasn't necessary. In the end, a few agencies, Homeland Security, Justice, Office of Director of National Intelligence, created CPOs. Other agencies, again, other duties as assigned. But Donovan highlights four agencies who are already raising the stature of privacy in their organization.
OPM's acting director, Beth Cobert, has created a new senior privacy position in the director's office at OPM with the authority and access to build a robust, strategic, agency-wide program. Similarly, the Department of State is creating a new career SES Chief Privacy Officer position to lead the department's privacy efforts. The Department of Justice just posted a new career SES position for the Director of the Department's Office of Privacy and Civil Liberties. In addition, earlier this year, the Department of Defense reorganized its privacy and civil liberties functions and brought on a top privacy lawyer to serve as the Director of Oversight and Compliance and Senior Agency Official for Privacy. This is a great trend that I look forward to seeing grow across the federal government.
Now, despite these efforts around policy and regulations, agencies still must abide by the Privacy Act of 1974. And Tom, now I know you definitely remember 1974, and that act has not been updated in decades. And that was written before anyone thought computers were going to be on the desks, let alone the internet, the cloud, and social media. So that law is in a big need of an update. Now, Grohman says there are challenges because of the law, but he says he's not involved in any discussions, you know, any proposals yet to update the 1974 law. At the same time, he says, agencies can improve how they address privacy issues and still abide by the law.
I think what they were worried about back in 1974 was wiretaps and opening people's mail. Maybe they still do those kinds of things, but with digital, everything's changed. So, Jason, what's the timing of these efforts that Donovan and Grohman are talking about?
So Grohman says OMB's plans is to launch the new Privacy Council in January. He says there are still specifics that need to be addressed, such as the participation of the Defense Department and the intelligence community. He says, yes, they'll definitely be partners, but it's unclear whether there will be formal members or whether the council will really focus on civilian agency privacy issues. At the same time, the privacy and the CIO council's relationship is as clearer already, Grohman says.
Tony Scott and I have discussed that. Tony is the federal CIO. And so it's very important to both of us that the councils closely coordinate, that we make sure that the efforts are consistent, that we don't duplicate work. And so exactly how that plays out, we're not sure, but I would contemplate that some type of privacy group would remain within the CIO committee. And similarly, we will most definitely be having a technology and security group within the privacy committee, and there will be a tremendous amount of communication between the two.
Grohman has met several times with Tony Scott and has worked with the CIO Council the last few months, updating its circulars. In fact, Grohman's position is actually new as well. He came to OMB earlier this summer after spending time at the Federal Trade Commission and on Capitol Hill.
So it sounds like they're dusting off some ideas that have been around a while but probably need a little bit of sprucing up.
I think that's a good way to put it. They're also maybe bolstering the privacy input. You know, for a lot of years, Tom, privacy was, again, not only other duties as assigned, but was really folded into security, cybersecurity. And as you heard Sean Donovan, the OMB director, say, you can't have one without the other, and both have to be part of the risk management framework. And I think that's the new impetus here is between the data breaches, the technology changes, privacy really is getting more attention. And I think OMB is recognizing that citizens, that federal employees want better assurances, I guess, to say, to keep that their information is being kept private.
Federal News Radio is Jason Miller. As always, thanks so much for that complete report.
My pleasure.